Bankruptcy isn't really an option for a school district. Throughout the country, only a few districts have gone bankrupt in the last 60 years. So it's up to a district to find solutions or ask the local government for more money. Wrangell School District is trying both. The district's $5 million draft budget requests around $1.6 million from the borough, $725,000 from local taxes, and the remainder via a pass-through of federal money given to former logging communities. But even with that contribution, the district projects it won't quite break even and will absorb a $53,000 deficit with savings. And it's only going to get worse in the coming years.
There are financial concerns coming to the school district.
Wrangell Superintendent Bill Burr painted a dire picture at a joint work session with the school board and borough assembly on March 6th.
We had requested last year for an increase in the contribution because we needed it to break even. And that was cutting positions where people were leaving. We just didn't fill it. Even with that, we were on a razor thin margin, as you can see that our reserve is substantially depleted and won't sustain the principals coming back on board.
That's because the district is currently paying the salary and benefits of the elementary and secondary school principals out of a federal pandemic relief grant. But next year, that grant will run out, and the salaries and benefits, which amount to $250,000, will have to be paid from the school's general fund. Brittany Robbins sits on both the borough assembly and school board, and she suggested an idea that's been floated more and more frequently, consolidating Wrangell's schools. She said the district estimates it would save around $266,000 if it wasn't operating the elementary school building.
$260,000 for two principals, which is what we're spending on to operate a single building at a very small capacity.
It would mean moving around 130 elementary students to the middle and high school building, which houses about the same number of students. Superintendent Burr isn't sure putting all the students under one roof is the answer. He says the district needs the borough's help to brainstorm solutions.
Consolidation of the campuses is not a perfect fit. There are many things that would be lost in the process, which we discuss pretty openly. So we would be looking at the borough and the assembly to help us find out how we're going to stay functional. And that, I think, is the biggest request that we would have, is it's not all financial, but what's the best thing for students? And if we can do that as a school district, pretty happy about that.
Inflation has hit Wrangell Public Schools hard, especially since per-student state funding has plateaued over the last 6 years. There are also just less students. Enrollment in Wrangell schools dropped precipitously in 2020. The district lost more students per capita than any other district in the state. While numbers have bounced back somewhat, it's still low, and that means less money from the state.
The question that we have in all of our school board meetings, is it good for kids? Moving everybody to one building, it is not the best concept, but neither is the inability to have classes, to have electives, to have staff. We're at a paper-thin level of staffing now.
And paper-thin staffing can be detrimental for a school district. Wrangell's Special Education Director Ryan Howe serves on the Borough Assembly. Howe says he's especially concerned about how much the district struggles to retain aides and how little financial wiggle room there is.
Litigation is always like an inch away. And if it comes, you can't say, as a public institution, we can't afford it. You can't say you can't afford it. If you get a kid come in who needs full-time nursing care, as a public school, you'll pay for it, because you can't say you can't play.
There are significant roadblocks to a potential school merge. There's very little parking at Wrangell's secondary schools, which are more centrally located than the elementary school. Teacher Arlene Wilson represented elementary school teachers and students at the meeting. She brought up a host of other issues and questions. Toilets for the secondary schools aren't designed for small students. Would there be a library for younger students? What about crosswalk safety in the busier downtown area? What about storage for multiple subjects worth of materials in elementary classrooms? Plus, there's no playground.
Outside free space is extremely important for the development of many different physical as well as social emotional skills. Using the gym for recess does not allow for free play, nor does the gym have the equipment needed for developing physical skills in young children.
Another teacher, Winston Davies, also pointed out a K-12 school isn't ideal for growing a larger student population on the island.
No, it trying to attract families to this community, and they're coming. We've had this quite a few times where families come from the school and get a tour to see what, you know, what the school system's like, and they see that, you know, they got K through 12, you know, crammed in this one building. There's a playground way over there that we can't use. They're gonna be like, I don't know about this, you know, it just doesn't look good, you know. So, you know, I get the, you know, the budget is very important. But again, you know, what's best for our kids too.
So the district is in a pickle. How does it do what's best for families and students while not running itself financially into the ground? Many cost-saving measures are on the table. Assembly members propose trying to share an IT professional between the borough and the district, though that would be a huge job. Mayor Patty Gilbert even suggested that the borough could give the district a price break on borough-run electricity. Meanwhile, the district is cutting everything it can. Next year's proposed student travel budget to get athletes to games and musicians and artists to festivals is slashed by 20%. And school staff are doing everything they can do to save money, down to replacing light bulbs with LEDs. School board president David Wilson explained.
It may not seem like much, but when you've got as many lights as we've got, changing them all out to LED is a savings.
There are major maintenance projects to do at the schools as well. Borough voters approved a $3.5 million bond last October, which Rangel hopes to use to leverage an additional $6.5 million of state grant funding for structural repairs to all its schools. And that caused some heartburn for Assemblymember Jim DeBoard.
One of my fears with this, if we don't make a decision soon, is that we pay a couple hundred thousand, $300,000 to fix the elementary school, and then we shutter it 2 or 3 or 4 years from now because we're forced into that versus it being a decision. And then we've kind of done a disservice to the community as a whole because we spent a ton of money and then we mothball the place.
Yeah.
So if we could get there's no good answer, but if we could get ahead of it rather than being forced to make the decision is
right.
My fear.
Whatever the district decides will involve a lot of community input, said Mayor Patty Gilbert.
Anybody who lived through the moving sixth grade over to middle school, that took a lot of community notice and meetings and so forth.
School Board President David Wilson agreed. Plus, he said the district needs to do some research. What if the incoming elementary class sizes balloon?
Do we consolidate schools now and then in 5 years from now say, we don't have the room, we've got to go back to the other building again? Then we're in a big fix there. So I think, you know, we need to gather some data. How many students have we got coming in for the next 3 or 4 years compared to how many students are going out?
School board and assembly members and parents alike say it's a catch-22. When the district can't offer advanced placement classes or find the approximately $112,000 to hire an art teacher, it pushes students and families to look at homeschooling, boarding schools like Mount Edgecombe in Sitka, or moving out of the community altogether. Teacher and parent Mickey Angerman said the situation is heartrending.
When you're talking about there's no perfect answer, you know, consolidating schools is not a perfect answer, but I don't want to see us also lose more programs. So, you know, which are you going to pick? Which is a disgusting place for us to have to be. I wish we could do better for our kids.
Whether the Rangel District ultimately decides to consolidate its schools, it won't happen this next school year. But community leadership agrees that all possible solutions to the district's budget woes should remain on the table, at least for now. In Rangel, I'm Sage Smiley.